Yo, welcome back everyone to yet another episode of Particles. This time with my good friend Jonathan Imano, formerly known as Signal. Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, Martin. What's up?
Hey, man. Yeah, not too much. Thanks for taking the time for doing this. And as I just mentioned in the introduction, you used to have a different name. Maybe you can tell us something about the whole name change thing.
So as you may know, I used to go by Signal,
yes,
which was a name that I chose 5 years ago, I think.
Right.
Or maybe even 6 years ago. You know, I was making drum and bass. I actually, Signal used to be a duo.
Oh, really? Is that true? I didn't know that. Wow.
Which almost nobody knows because it was very short lived. As I kicked the other guy out. Like,
I was about to ask, what did you do with the other guy?
very swiftly.
Right.
Yeah. you know, we were just making drum and bass. Well, I mean, I was making drum and bass. Mm-hmm. He was doing some DJing.
Right.
I found out he was doing sets under Signal without giving me money, so.
Really? So it came down to this? That's awesome. Horrible.
Lovely. Yeah, so I was like, goodbye.
Okay.
And I then also... you know, I started making really techy drum and bass inspired by the likes of you and mm-hmm. Emperor Noisia, those guys, Hybris.
Right.
I was like, yeah, I need a name that's like, you know, it sounds techy, you know, technical, whatever.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, let's go for Signal because I didn't care about making a living off of it or making money or whatever.
Yeah.
I needed a cool name and I had a cool name.
I still think it is a cool name, man. It's awesome. But maybe you can tell us something about what made you switch and what was the decision for that.
Well, so there's a couple reasons. The main reason being that the name is very hard to work with. If you're not very famous, like it's a very hard to look up word. It's a very generic word.
Yeah, true.
I felt like it was making it hard for me to market myself. I don't know, it felt like very, I don't know, just generic or something.
Yeah.
And second of all, I kind of wanted to change in my sound, in my music. And I personally thought that a good way to do that was by just changing my name. And it was like two birds with one stone, I guess.
Right, yeah. It makes sense. I mean, I get that. It's a very bold move as well, I think. And I was very like, I was really hoping, you know, it's going to work out for you. And it clearly did. I mean, you just dropped a wicked EP on Vision. Maybe you can talk about this for a second there. It was a nice, very varied EP as far as I'm concerned. And the title or the main track did really, really well, Nonplus. Maybe you can share some light on the whole EP just quickly.
Yeah, of course. So the EP is called Ego, which means... I in Latin, like not to be confused for like an ego, you know.
nice.
Which some people think it meant, which is not true. Mm. The EP for me was like, I wanted to do some other stuff in drum and bass on there for sure, which what I did. But funny enough, the track that is the least drum bass, actually like the oldest track, I started like 2 or 3 years ago,
right?
With Sarah Hazen, it was a draft that I made a while ago because I've always been wanting to make other stuff in drum and bass, and I just never found a purpose for it until I started talking to her, and you know she laid down those vocals, the other tracks. I mean, yeah. There's like 3 drum and bass tracks and 3 non-drum and bass tracks. I thought it was like a nice balance to make sure that I don't piss off my drum and bass.
nice. Yeah. I get that.
A fan base. I don't know. What can I say about it? I don't know. I personally feel like it was a step up in production level compared to the last EP I did, which was Solitude on Invisible.
Nice. Yeah.
And also, like, I felt like it sounded more mature.
Yeah.
Some way, like,
Yeah, but definitely. I think you showcased a broader spectrum of what you're able to do, which is great.
Yeah.
And I think it was received quite well, and everyone is still playing it. I'm still playing it as well. It's great EP. Cool. And yeah, it's cool, man. So that was a little bit of a background on your person and, you know, the whole transition. And I think you were killing it with the transitional thing as well, with a new name. Everything is looking good, feeling good. And even before... you were talking about changing your alias. We started a track together, and maybe this is how we find our loop back to this Particles episode. So I think it was in 2018 even when you came over for a quick session. And we started a little track, and it's funny. I still have this sound here, the one we used as the main riff. Let me just quickly play it for the audience as well. So it's very simple, but I think that sound inspired us both to you know, base a track around that. So maybe you can talk us through this sound quickly, because it was taken from your sound pool.
Yeah, it was funny. I was like, okay, if I'm going to Mark's place, then I better have some samples ready, right?
nice.
So I just made some samples, and I remember this was literally the first loop in the bass folder.
Yep.
And we dragged it in, and was like, oh cool, it works. And we just never even checked out the other ones, I think.
The different sounds, yeah, that's true. Yeah, it was good, man. I really enjoyed it. It was so, you know, it's one of those really intricate loops, but it really works. And I think in the beginning we were trying to work with the sample, but then sort of hit our limits quite quickly, because I'm a big fan of trying to keep the project as flexible as possible to the last stage, really. So I think at some stage we were loading your Serum patch, the original patch, into the project, and then we went from there. And I have to say, I mean, this track is, you know, it's been quite a to finish, to be quite honest. And we had multiple versions, and I just look at the file names here, and the original file was called Hang, and I don't even know why we called it that way. I think because your bass sample was called that way for some reason.
I don't know why it was called Hang Loop. It's just like, if I make bass sounds, I just give them some sort of name.
Right.
So I can recognize, like, other than just calling it like bass 13, because I'll never know what bass 13 sounds like, but I know what Hang Loop sounds like.
It makes a little sense in a weird way. I like that.
The second session was a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Like, with the sound card failing all the time.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
yeah, it was horrible. I remember that as well. It was with my old studio computer still, and it was just physically on its limits. It was just annoying. And for a while then I was like, ah, f*** me, this track is so hard to finish because of the physical problems I had with the computer. Mm-hmm. But then bought a new machine, and the project was running smoothly after that, and then we were able to finish it quite quickly. Maybe there's one more thing I wanted to add towards the title finding sort of inspiration. As you guys all know now, the track is called Transit, and I always really enjoyed the intro theme that we had with the original demo. Let me just play this quickly as well. Yeah, that was the intro of the original demo, and if you compare it with the actual released version, there's, you know, a little bit of a difference, but still, that musical theme in the intro was really nice, and I remember you laid it down just using a few MIDI notes, and like, this sounds good, that sounds good, da, 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 still bearing in mind the progression of the riff, and then we just sort of made soundscapes with that chord layout of yours. And for some reason the whole vibe of this intro gave me a sort of sci-fi space, even though it sounds corny and cliche, but it sort of gave me like this sort of vibe. And I think at the end of the day, that's why we went with that track title. Also, I want to give a shout out to Uno, our graphics designer, and also Nick from Noisia, who is sort of the mastermind behind the artworks, and he's sort of coordinating the creative process. And it's not always easy, you know. There's Dutch people, Austrian people, Russian people involved. Sometimes there's like a lost in translation somehow. But at the end of the day, Uno and Nick always, and us obviously, we always find a nice compromise. And big up you guys for killing it on the artworks.
Big up to Uno.
Yeah, 100%.
Gang from day one.
Yeah, absolutely. Jonathan, again, thanks for taking the time. Really appreciate it. And good luck with your future endeavors. And I'm going to see you around, I guess, pretty soon at some shows, I reckon, right?
Yeah, shows, festivals, etc. Yeah.
Exactly that. Okay. Nice one, John. Talk to you soon. And you guys, thanks for tuning in into this episode of Particles. It was Matthews and Emmanuel, Transit on Vision, out now. Big ups.
Particles.